The following is a presentation of Cherry Creek Radio, Lake Tahoe, LLC.
Welcome, everybody, to the Double Trouble Sports Bash on the radio, KOWL. Cows Talk. I'm Dollar Bill, my co-host over here and star of the show, Wally the Whale.
Hello,
Wally. We got a hoot hoot for the crowd.
Hoot hoot.
There you go. That's the spirit.
What do we got
going
tonight, Bill?
Well, Wally, we've got so much sports to cover. We've got
big interview coming up.
We got a great guest coming up. I wanted to say to Lakeside, you threw a great party down there, but how about one for your employees? They haven't had one in 20 years.
Hey.
I just wanted to throw that out. Well, thanks for sticking around. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to KOWL 1490, The Owl, the Double Trouble Sports Bash.
Hi, everybody. I'm Wally the Whale.
I'm Dollar Bill.
We're the Double Trouble Sports Bash. You can watch us on Lake Tahoe TV. We're also on KOWL 1490, The Owl.
This Monday night at the Coyote Grill, Wally, I'll be watching my New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees against your Atlanta.
Hey, Matt Ryan, that Boston College boy's going to ring for
you. You know what?
Atlanta wins the division. I'm
telling you,
take down the Saints.
Get another French fry.
Hey, I'll eat every French fry I can at the Coyote Grill.
Best fajita burritos in the world.
I'm going dizzy if the Coyote Grill.
Who's coming in this week, George?
We're inviting everyone to Dollar Chili this Thursday. Happy everything.
You're going dizzy every time you get near a kitchen.
I'm
staying at the Coyote Grill.
Yeah, and I will be there.
I hope you hate Brett Favre.
Can't stand him.
Good.
Jeez, it's just football.
Deirdre.
What do you mean, just football?
Deirdre, you must be kidding. Let me tell you once you watch a
Jeez.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Double Trouble Sports Bash on the radio, KOWL 1490, The Owl.
Hoot, hoot, hoot.
Well, this is Wally the Whale segment, and we have such a special guest. Take it over, Whale.
Okay, everybody, we are so honored to have the UFC Hall of Fame champion inducted in 203, four-time heavyweight UFC champion, the first super fight heavyweight champ, four-time tough man champ, king of the ring champ, and he holds the record for the most submissions and one of the founding fathers of the UFC.
Unbelievable.
We're so happy to have Mr. Ken Shamrock. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Good, brother. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Ken. I'm an MMA fan, and I know Wally got you on the show, and I'm going to let him ask you questions. This is Dollar Bill. I have always followed your career, and it is an honor to have you on our radio show.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, here's Wally the Whale.
Hey, Ken, why don't you, first of all, give everybody, all of our listeners, believe me, we got a load listening right now. Can you give us a little rundown on the Lion's Den, when you got here in the Reno area, and where you're taking the club in the future?
Well, Lion's Den was developed back in 1990 and 91. Trying to find people to train with, because, you know, back in them days, it was boxing, wrestling, karate. There was really no mixture. So I developed the Lion's Den so I had a place to train, and then it just developed into one of the strongest fighting teams in the world and the first fighting team in the world.
Absolutely.
I actually grew up in this area in Susanville, California, went to high school, bounced around in Reno, Nevada for a long period of time, and then, of course, as I got older, I kind of made my way around the world a little bit.
Of course.
But then, of course, I came back home right here in Reno and also in Susanville. I've been here now for about 3.5 years, we focused the Lion's Den here. We want to open it up to the public so the public can come in and actually learn some self-defense and learn what it's like to be in the ring and learn these submissions that you get to see on TV.
Yeah. Well, there would be nobody better to teach them than you. I'm sure of that, my friend. You are such a hero of mine. I really just wanted to throw that in there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Ken, you have some exciting news we had discussed, and at this time, I was wondering if you wanted to break that out for everybody listening.
I have been a huge boxing fan. I've followed the history of boxing. You know, Jack Johnson. You know, when he fought, helped break the color barrier with the first black champion. Then of course with Joe Louis, I followed him a little bit. It's just Muhammad Ali and Joe Louis and just all these great fighters.
Hey, Ken.
I've always, had this thing about wanting to learn how to actually fight, because I watched these guys and the angles and slipping punches and punch combinations and how to throw a hook over a jab and from a southpaw throwing a hook as opposed to a power punch. Just kind of footwork you use to get inside and outside and around an opponent and set up punches. I just been so and just really intrigued with that. So I've always wanted to actually step in the ring and be able to just box. My career took off. I never had that opportunity. I'm actually going to be stepping into the ring my very first time for my pro boxing debut, which will be in Alabama within 6 weeks. So I'm pretty excited. I know it's coming at a late date, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always respected boxing. I thought it's the foundation of fighting. And so I'm excited to be able to step in the ring and at least fulfill that dream.
You know, champ, it's going to be an honor to see you box. You know I'm a boxer.
I wouldn't want to be in that ring with you. I could tell you right now, I don't know who they got down there in Alabama, but I'd be running.
But, Ken, you know, we've got a mutual buddy, Dave Coelho, and, you know, it seems like a lot of the guys in MMA have come into boxing rings to learn the stand-up to be a complete MMA artist, and boxing certainly is an integral part of MMA. A lot of people didn't realize that until they started seeing all the stand-ups. I think Chuck Liddell was one of the best stand-ups. Don't you agree with that, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, but I think Chuck Liddell definitely took advantage of a lot of guys that didn't know how to strike. But even Chuck Liddell, if you watch his boxing, he's very, very sloppy.
He is. I think I could hook him.
Rounds in boxing because of the way he fights.
He throws some haymakers.
MMA was so inexperienced in that, he was able to take advantage of that. But hey, as MMA has now really started to study and understand boxing technique on how to keep your punches and boxes and combinations and how to counter certain movements.
Well,
you're seeing guys getting a lot better and a lot more strategic striking.
My buddy, champ, Coelho, says you're looking pretty good in the ring down there. And, you know, Dollar Bill and I want to come up and see you train here in the next week or two. I hope you'll invite us up there. And,
Ken, I'd like to see you clothesline Wally the Whale in the ring once, if that's possible.
And, of course, you know, another thing I wanted to bring up, champ, I understand you are getting some overseas bouts, Australia, London, and possibly Thailand. Can you give us a little into that insight?
Yeah, you know, one thing I've done in my career is I've always, when I've gone to different states, I've always reached out to the community, and I've always tried to help the youth. Was it Boys Girls Club, or whether it's going to group homes or juvenile halls, is because that's kind of where I came from, and I've always reached out in those directions. Now I have the opportunity to actually go out of the country. I've been to England, I've been to Australia, I've been to South Africa. Plan on going back to England again, and also back to Africa.
Hey, Dollar Bill,
there's
and I
a want. A lot of people, a lot of kids that are struggling in those countries, and it's just an opportunity for me to be able to reach out and be able to put gyms in those different countries and be able to take these kids that are struggling and give them something positive to do.
Maybe you can do that. Maybe you can do that for Wally the Whale, there, champ.
Hey, champ.
He needs some help.
Hey, champ, when you go overseas, Bill and I will gladly carry the luggage.
We'll love to carry your luggage for you, champ.
Yeah, we'd love to make that trip. But Coelho said it was great down in Durban, Africa.
We've got about a minute left, champ, and I know Wally's been asking you questions. Who do you think is actually the purest striker in the ring right now, the cage?
I would have to say, in my opinion, I would probably have to say Vanderlei.
Vanderlei, okay. He's a tough son of a gun.
And also Silva.
Yes. Oh, Silva, yeah. He's thin. I don't understand how that guy wins his fights. He goes in there, you know, he's thin and tough and athletic, but I don't see a build on him. I'm amazed at what he does.
Hey, champ.
He's just got accurate striking.
Accurate strike.
Hey, Tampa, say hello to that Coelho for us, would you? And listen, we're going to come and meet you, and this has really been an honor having you on our show.
It really
is. We've got a ton of listeners that have just been excited. We've let them know you were coming, and you couldn't have made our day, I'll tell you, any better than
we want to thank you once again, sir, for being with Dollar Bill and Wally the Whale. It's been our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me, and I'm really looking forward to maybe doing some things up there with you guys.
All right. I'm getting that lined up, Ken.
We're going, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
Hey, and look forward to you guys coming down and watching me train.
All right. The great Ken Shamrock. We'll be right back.
Thank
1490
you.
1490 AM The Owl.
Hi, everybody. I'm Wally the Whale.
I'm Dollar Bill.
We're the Double Trouble Sports Bash. You can watch us on Lake Tahoe TV. We're also on KOWL 1490 The Owl.
Hey, Wally, this Monday night, my Virginia Tech's gonna cream your Stanford
wussy. Are you kidding me? The Stanford Cardinal, the best team out west.
They're
going to
fly
Cardinal.
Away, the little the sissy dentists.
Yeah, you're going to see a real football
yeah,
team.
Yeah, get another French fry.
Hey, I'll eat every French fry I can at the Coyote Grill.
Best fajita burritos in the world.
I'm going dizzy at the Coyote Grill.
And who's coming in this week, George?
We're inviting everyone to Dollar Chili at Coyote Grill this Thursday. Happy everything.
You're going dizzy every time you get near a kitchen.
I'm just
Big East,
no
baby.
Criminals on that team.
I hope you hate Brett Favre.
Can't stand it.
Hey. Good.
Jeez, it's just football.
Deirdre.
What do you mean just football?
Deirdre, you must be kidding. Let me tell you once you watch a football.
Jeez.